Star 102.1, your number one hit music station. We are delighted that Brandon from Neon Trees is on the hotline with us. Hey, Brandon.
Hey, what's up?
Happy that you're calling in and on your way to Knoxville, Tennessee. You know, I don't know if you did this on purpose or not, but your concert the same day as the International Biscuit Festival just down the street.
Well, yeah, well, we heard that Limp Bizkit couldn't do it. So we wanted to take care of Knoxville and all of our awesome fans there. So, yeah, Bijou Theater, Saturday night.
That is a beautiful venue. I mean, it's a historic place. It goes back to the days of the Marx Brothers. You know, it's in perfect acoustics in there, too. You're going to love it.
Dude, awesome. Well, then when I do my a cappella segment of the show, then it should ring pretty true.
Yeah, you could probably put the mic down and everybody would still hear you. It'll sound fantastic. Now, you guys have been touring around. You were hitting all the tourist spots, too, over in Myrtle Beach. How'd that go?
Well, actually, we're here right now, and the House of Blues here in Myrtle Beach, if people know, is right adjacent to the alligator farm.
That's what I was going to ask you about. I'm not kidding. I love that place.
Yeah, we were here last year, and we went over there. They're really kind to all the musicians. If you have your backstage pass or credentials, whatever, they let you in so you can tour around. And, yeah, it's just really cool. They have some albino gators there as well. And, mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's just, when I went, they had, I think, the world's largest crocodile in captivity or something huge like that.
Yeah, they do. I mean, it's basically, from what they say, all it does is eat and digest. So
yeah, much like a rock musician.
You'll miss it.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly, right? So, and hence why we're coming in during the barbecue and biscuit fest.
That is true. All right, so what are some of the songs you're going to start off with? Mostly your own material? You ever sneak in a cover song? And if you do, what would it be?
Well, gosh, you know, there's been some good stuff floating around. I think maybe Transmission by Joy Division would be a proper cover. But we've thrown in anything from In Excess to Third Eye Blind.
Yeah.
You know, people forget we're a great 90s rock band. On one of our first U.S. tours, every city that we hit, we used to throw in a medley of a song from, you know, one of their popular artists. We're in Chicago, we do the Pumpkins. In New York, it was New York Dolls.
Oh, I love it.
Georgia, it was James Brown. I mean, Tennessee, that would just be hard, you know?
Well, I mean, there's a couple of songs that we associate with this area. One of them is Rocky Top by the Osborne Brothers, so that's kind of a stretch. But if you really want to get obscure...
Oh, don't put it past us.
You know? All right, here you go. I challenge you then. Here's a song for you to look up. Look up a murder ballad called Knoxville Girl by the Leuven Brothers.
Oh, I love the Leuven Brothers. Satan is real.
So there you go. They did a murder ballad called Knoxville Girl, and they still sell T-shirts that say Knoxville Girl on them down in the couple blocks from where you'll be in the Knoxville gift shop.
You know, I have the Leuven Brothers' Satan is Real on my computer, and my wife saw it, and she goes, I'm really concerned about what I saw on the computer. Satan is real? what is this? And I played it for her, and she definitely was embarrassed.
Since when has your wife worked for Homeland Security over here? What's going on?
Exactly, right?
Snoop. You know,
it's like when I brought home an Iron Maiden album when I was 12.
Well, because when your parents look at that, they think of the original meaning of Iron Maiden, and you know.
Yeah, but then I found out my mom thought Bruce Dickinson was cute, you know, and I was like, wait, this is not right. You're supposed to, like, be totally turned off by these people.
Well, that is awesome. We're talking with Brandon from Neon Trees, coming to the Bijou Theater Saturday night for a great concert. I think the first time I heard the song Animal, was it possibly in a commercial for Las Vegas?
Yeah, which was proper because I grew up there, and all my family still lives there, tons of close friends. And so when they came to us and said, you know, would you guys want to be part of this, it definitely made sense as far as, you know, a personal connection. And then, of course, the fact that a gazillion people would see it. And there were people, they'd come to the show, they'd say, you know what, I saw this commercial, I Googled it, I found out it was you guys, and I'm here. Like, I love the song, I bought your record. So that stuff works. And I think that just in this day and age of you know, music and the way the industry is changing, that those things aren't such a faux pas anymore.
Yeah, I think current music fans don't even think of it as a sellout. I mean, you have to go back, like, probably to your parents' generation where you think, oh, you know, the Beatles or so-and-so has sold out by putting one of their songs on a Nike commercial. That was controversial in the day. Now it's an opportunity to expose your music to new fans.
Yeah, exactly. It's a great opportunity, and we did that with the new single with Everybody Talks. With the Buick and Pandora commercial, and from the new album Picture Show, available now, everybody.
Fantastic.
Your fine Knoxville and Tennessee retailers. Yeah, you know, so it's fun. And it's not so much a thing like we say, well, we're going to put out an album, let's find the commercial. You know, it's definitely nothing like that.
It's the other way around. They come to you, right?
Yeah, they come to us, and if it seems like the right fit, I mean, trust me, there's been numerous things that we've turned down because it wasn't the right feel. And I think a lot of times people don't realize that, you know, they see you do something, they think, oh, they'll, you know, they'll do anything. It's like, well, not really. And, it's just cool to have those opportunities.
So if it's one of those commercials that be on the nightly news for a prescription medication where they have to read the long disclaimer, you know, may cause death, that would not be you.
Well, what would be fun is to write a song that lists all of those things, because sometimes it's comical in itself, isn't it? It's like, wait, it sounds like it's going to give you more problems than the problem that you have that you're taking the medication for.
I always thought that would be a fun contest where you just play the audio of the side effects and have people try to guess what medicine it was.
Yeah, it could be any of them out there these days.
Well, now, knowing that you come from Vegas, the name Neon Trees starts to make a little more sense to me.
It does. You know, it actually, the name came from a sign that Tyler saw in Southern California in high school, and he saw a literal neon palm tree sign, and always thought, you know, that would be a cool band name, and just kept it in his back pocket. He was in high school, and, you know, what have you. Well, what we found out later when I joined the band was that my dad was actually commissioned in Vegas to build that sign and deliver it down to Southern California.
No way.
And install it, you know, years before Tyler would ever see it. But I remember little, and my dad having to go on this trip to do that. And so, yeah, it was kind of a, stars align moment.
What a great story. Oh,
yeah.
I love it.
I mean, you couldn't make up something like that, you know, and it's...
you know what, that's like the TV show Lost, where, you know, everything was connected.
I mean, I don't watch TV, so, whatever. I'm just kidding.
Okay, so I just made some random statement that made no sense to you whatsoever.
No, I'm kidding. It's like, you know, the people that don't watch TV and they want everyone to know that they don't watch TV.
Yeah. We get that in radio. We get the people who, I only listen to National Public Radio. I'm sorry. I don't understand your commercial business.
Yeah, exactly. And you know what's, there is a station like that in Salt Lake back home, and that's a, public radio, and they play amazing music, great playlists. And, you know, they're early on, you know, they play a lot of early, you know, Neon Trees. But what's funny is that I still donate money to them each year.
Oh, that's nice.
One day I call, like, I think my wife called and I was on tour and, you know, donated, and they, you know, they know who we are over there. And then one of the guys said, oh, that's weird. I didn't think anyone from Neon Trees would listen to our station. You know, like we're not hip to the fact of what's going on. And it's like, well, Neon Trees is actually helping pay your bills. So,
exactly.
Glad that we're aware of what's going on. And no, it's cool. You know, there's, I've always been a fan of all styles of music. I think everyone in our band has. So, you know, mainstream radio has never been, you know, a bad word to us.
Right.
I
love it.
You know, there's interesting things. I mean, you can find, you know, funny things just like, you know, in public radio as you can with commercial radio. There's going to be, you know, cliches in all of it, right?
Oh, sure.
Just like the pain medicine commercials.
All right. So what does 2012 hold for Neon Trees? What's the future, Brandon?
Domination.
Well, of course, besides the obvious. I mean, you know, as with the with that whole Mayan calendar rumor that you guys started.
Well, exactly. You know, so that's the thing. We want to be the biggest band by the time the world ends in December. it's pretty easy. No, I think with that, we're going to continue touring. We have this leg of our tour, which will, take us through Knoxville this weekend, and we'll go until June 8th. June 4th, we'll be on the Conan O'Brien show.
Oh, congratulations.
Yeah. He had us on, a year or two ago when we had our first album out, and was kind to invite us back. He's a guitar lover. He loves guitars. He's a collector. And so, we always get to talk shop. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so we're going to do this leg of the tour, and then we're working on a song for a new Tim Burton film in June. So we'll be in the studio working on that, and then we're going to hit the road again in July for a couple months and kick off our summer tour.
Do you guys like to play the festivals, or do you prefer the smaller venues, the more intimate places?
We like to do both. And when I think of variety, I can't help but think about the Blues Brothers, maybe, when they say, we have both kinds of music here, country and Western.
All right, moment of silence for Donald Duck Dunn. Thank you.
Oh, dude, tell me about it.
Oh, I got to tell you, I just happened to be in Memphis for the 10th anniversary of the death of Elvis 100 years ago. And we're at the Peabody Hotel, and we hear this great music, and we look over, and who's playing but Donald Duck Dunn? I'm like, whoa.
Yeah, he was phenomenal. I recently just put a post on my Facebook page about he was the bass player that you knew, even if you didn't know.
Yeah.
You watch something like Pretty in Pink, and there's the part where the guy sings in the record shop. He sings Tenderness. I said, if you watch that movie and you love that part, that's Duck Dunn.
Awesome.
Know? If you ever heard Soul Man, or if you heard Hard to Handle.
Anything by Booker T and the MGs.
Yeah, in the 90s, if you saw Neil Young in concert, that he had Booker T and the MGs backing him up. And then later on, Duck Dunn, stuck around to, still play on some other stuff. And
yeah.
Saturday Night Live and other things. And
hey, I was listening to some of the old, even as silly as it sounds, the old Blues Brothers songs from that movie. And when you realize, wait a minute, listen to how strong that bass line is on even the Peter Gunn theme, all the silly songs they did, Rawhide, you can hear that bass line so strongly.
Well, that was because of the pipe, he had in his mouth, that pipe gave him authority, he was like if you thought Elvis had the colonel, then I guess Duck Dunn was the captain. I don't know.
I love it. Well, Brandon from Neon Trees, what a pleasure it has been to talk to you. Now I know where the name Neon Trees came from. We've talked about the Leuven Brothers, about Duck Dunn, about pop music, about non-commercial radio, about all this awesome stuff. Wow, you are well-versed, my friend.
Yeah, it's the lover of music, man. So,
well, have a great time in Knoxville this weekend. We're welcoming you with open arms, and I think you'll enjoy playing on Gay Street. And that's not a euphemism. The address of the theater actually is on Gay Street.
All right. Well, we'll take it back to the old school meaning. we're pretty flamboyant, though, so you're going to get a bit of both, So people that come, don't be shocked.
Awesome. Neon Trees at the Bijou Theater Saturday night. Check them out. Do not miss this opportunity for a great band right here in Knoxville. Thanks a lot, Brandon.
All right. Thanks, Frank. Talk to you soon.